Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome into this edition of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hawkinsmith here. Jim Galante is back with us for the second straight week. Greg Pickle coming back from Chicago, still from Big Ten Media Days. They like to linger a little bit. He and Bobby Flo do. Bob will be here for the edition of the show later this week. Greg is not here, so Jim and I will guide us through this show, which we're starting with an overview on the recruiting front, which we usually do on this edition, but looking at speed, how they're recruiting speed, how they're building team speed through strength and conditioning and those kinds of things. And the basis for this, Jim, is Emory Simmons, who runs a sub-4.5 in the 40 already. So they're acquiring speed at a higher rate. They're also proving that they can coach and develop speed along the way. So all adds up to James Franklin's big picture goal of making his team faster. And I don't think there's any doubt that Penn State's gotten faster since he's gotten here.
Oh, definitely. And this is one of those team traits. If you go back years, there was a lot of talk. I'm going to show my age. What was it, 20 years ago, 30 years ago? Miami Hurricanes.
Yeah.
When they had their best teams, their calling card was team speed. Every position, that's what you saw from them.
Create problems. You know, I think that's the thing that speed does, is that you create situations where the opposing defense is on tilt. You know, if you've got a 4-4 guy in the slot, suddenly there are adjustments that have to be made, and that is a big threat that teams have to think about, even if you're not using it on a particular play. That's something that Penn State hasn't had a great deal of. You know, if you think about the 2016 team, Jim, there was not very much NFL-ready talent on that team, and they won the Big Ten championship. There are still ongoing little ebbs and flows in terms of depth and experience that they haven't quite gotten. I think you're still, to some extent, feeling NCAA sanctions a little bit and feeling the interruptions in recruiting that go back to 2013 and some of the misses in 2014, some of the issues recruiting defensive tackles early in James Franklin's tenure, some of the issues recruiting linebackers during James Franklin's tenure. So this is still, in some respects, a work in progress, and team speed, I think, is a work in progress. So Emory Simmons in the 19 class is another piece of that puzzle. I want to explore that a little bit further. A little bit later in the show, this is no longer a drill. We are previewing the 2018 season.
We've discussed it.
We're going to start with a couple series to preview the season. One's just previewing positions, quarterbacks and running backs. We'll do those in the same segment coming up later in the show. And then I like to call this season makers, guys at various positions who need to take the next step in order for Penn State to take the next step. Thor Nystrom from Roto World is going to also join us in a few minutes to talk about fantasy college football and the 2019 NFL draft and what Penn State's got going on both of those fronts. So I think we've got a pretty good show, considering you're here.
What?
I mean, as a compliment.
I'm sure you did. And I've been taking my notes ever since you brought up these topics, and I love this topic of speed. Speed kills. It's some of the other physical traits that may gain you or lose you a couple yards. Speed gains you 70 yards or 80 yards. And over the last couple weeks, just needing my football fix, I've been watching a few tapes of games from last season. By the way, this Saquon Barkley running back, he was pretty good.
Okay, I'm going to add that to my notes.
Put the notes down. But the most fascinating thing to me was, Dusty, how often you'd see him make a play, pick up 5 yards, and you'd see a safety has an angle on him. He's going to be tackled 7, 8, 9 yards. No, he beats the guy who has an angle on him, and all of a sudden it's a 70-yard play. We saw it at the Fiesta Bowl. I was watching a little bit of the Georgia State game. He did the exact same thing. I know it's Georgia State, but again, the defender had an angle on him, but the speed counted for 70 yards and a touchdown.
And there's no substitute for that. And what Penn State has had to do is try to find ways to, I would say, smoke and mirrors in some respects. Like, if you look at what they did moving defensive ends inside a defensive tackle, that's not a pure raw speed thing, but that's a little tiny technique to get more a quickness advantage at those positions. I think moving cornerbacks to safety helps to address the speed issue a little bit there too, because you got guys who are capable of running and covers now playing in the deeper part of the field and that kind of thing. So I think they've done well to make up for not getting a lot of super fast guys. But if you look at the last couple of recruiting classes for sure, and I include the 2019 group in that, you can see that speed is coming more and more. And you look at Chris Godwin running a much faster 40 than anyone expected. Deshaun Hamilton running a much faster 40 than many people expected. Troy Apke doing the same thing. Saquon Barkley, obviously, from the start of his career until the end of his career at Penn State, got faster, but he's been a freak all along. So they've proven, I think, that they can develop guys physically. The next piece of the puzzle is getting guys who are pretty much already there. And 2018, I'll just kind of read off, I think Will Levis, the quarterback, is the fastest quarterback they've gotten since James Franklin got there. I think he was in the neighborhood of 4.5. He's one of the best athletic testers at his position in the country, and Penn State got him. I just don't understand, I guess, why that still made him a 3-star. Jason Owe, speed-wise, athletically, he's right up there with Micah Parsons, I think. He's a bigger freak than people realize, and he's there too. Justin Shorter is also in that 4.5 range, and he's at 6'4", 225 pounds. So that's the kind of speed that will pressure defenses down the field. And obviously with Micah Parsons, I think he had the speed. Again, I would put him somewhere in the 4.5 range too. He had the speed. If you ask Micah Parsons, even at the college level, to play a snap at slot corner, I think he'd do a representative job there. If you asked him to play running back, I think he would do a representative job there. Defensive end, inside linebacker, outside linebacker, he brings a lot to the table, but speed off the edge will be another layer to the speed conversation.
Well, Dustin, it's interesting some of the players that you brought up, because whenever you talk speed, the obvious positions, running back, wide receiver, cornerback, that's obvious. But don't you believe that with James Franklin going to the more national recruiting, that's allowing him to find more athletes in those other positions that you wouldn't normally think of? Defensive end is a great example, putting pressure on the quarterback. And you saw some of those speed rushes. That's how you stop a hot quarterback.
Yeah.
A linebacker like Micah Parsons, who could all of a sudden fall back into coverage, or a safety who has to cover up a lot of ground. It's those, I'll call them, non-traditional speed positions, and it just coincides with James Franklin's recruiting nationally and finding these guys who aren't all sitting in the middle of Pennsylvania. They're throughout the country. You have to go find them.
Yeah, and I think sometimes the guy doesn't have to be the most complete prospect if you are intrigued by his speed. Journey Brown would be a good example of that. Not a polished prospect from deep in the backwoods of Pennsylvania. So there's going to be some development that needs to occur, which is weird to say considering how much success he had from a production and statistical standpoint in high school. But his speed could make him a factor on kickoffs. It could make him a factor in the backfield. You could deploy him in small doses. His speed, in some way or another, has the ability to change games. I think KJ Hamler is maybe the next man up as a slot receiver. His speed has the ability to change games. Defenses have to respect that speed. They have to respect the ability for guys to go deep. So formations where you have KJ Hamler and Justin Shorter on the field, which I suspect that there will be some, is going to bring a speed dynamic that I'm not sure Penn State has had in a really long time at the wide receiver position in particular.
They haven't. And I like to think in terms of weapons when you put players on the field. Like a lot of fans are concerned about the tight end position. Well, maybe it just means there's another receiver or there's Tommy Stevens in the line position. But all of a sudden, if you line up that many wonderful athletes, and that athleticism could be different things. Speed is the obvious one, though. And if you're recruiting athletes at every position, and I'm glad you brought up Will Levis earlier also. If you look through the quarterbacks, Trace McSorley, very athletic. While you're all worried about the running back and all the other receivers, don't forget about the quarterback. I think Tommy Stevens has shown us he's pretty athletic, isn't he?
He is, and he's a really, really good runner. You know, and I think that I'm excited by his ability to spin it. I know we haven't seen much of him in real game situations do a lot of that. But the name of the game, Jim, is to pose as many threats as you can and make the opposing defense cover as much of the field as you can make them cover. That's east to west. That's north to south. Adding speed does that. Having a dual threat quarterback makes them do that. So Penn State, that's the basic formula for any team, really. But Penn State it has said that on multiple occasions, is that we're just trying to make you defend all the field. And when you have a speed guy or multiple speed guys, when you take your overall speed factor and improve it greatly, which I believe Penn State has done, you'll see that some in 2018, you'll see it even more going forward. It makes defenses really it makes them afraid.
And every aspect of this that we brought up on the offense, all the multiple weapons with great speed, spreading out the field, all of those things, other teams are thinking the same thing. So guess what? That means defense and speed is just as important. So those positions that are non-traditional when you're thinking speed, at linebacker, at safety, at defensive end, and you see the stockpile at Penn State and what they're doing with the recruiting, it's fantastic, and it's as important on defense to stop the speed weapons on offense.
And I think it's safe to say that Penn State is really improving in that regard too. Two other guys that I didn't really mention earlier, Donovan Johnson, who is really fast and was a really good running back in high school too. I like him a lot as a corner. And Shaka Toney, you might not think about him as long speed, but I don't know if there's a quicker first step on the team than him. And they've remained committed to keeping him at defensive end to make use of that speed where you otherwise might not notice.
And that first step is so important.
It is. We are moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Thor Nystrom from Roto World is going to join us to talk about Penn State's fantasy college football prospects coming up after this. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.
409 Tailgate Club proudly introduces our tailgate wines. Like our great sauces and rubs, you'll enjoy our wines at your next cookout, tailgate, or even as a great gift for that fan of the blue and white. Speaking of blue and white, you've got to try our award-winning Sapphire Blue, made from pure blueberry juice. Or how about our Old Main Pinot Grigio and 1855 Vidal? Go to tailgatewine.com and find all our PA preferred wines. That's tailgatewine.com.